Hello and welcome to the CGF Sustainability Podcast Series. My name is Louise Chester and I work in the communications team at the Consumer Goods Forum, and this is the latest episode in our new series, which will take a deep dive into all things sustainability, from forced labour to plastics, deforestation, food waste and refrigeration. I'm delighted to be joined today by Mary Rice, Executive Director at the Environmental Investigation Agency. She directs the long-term strategic management of the organisation. The EIA investigates and campaigns against environmental crime and abuse, and one of the key issues that they work on is the phase down of hydrofluorocarbons, otherwise known as HFC gases, in refrigeration systems. And they've been supporters of our work at the CGF on this topic for a long time. So I wanted to speak to Mary to get her thoughts on our industry's progress on the topic. Hello, Mary. Thank you for joining me today on the CGF podcast.
Hello. Hi. Thank you for inviting me.
How are you doing today?
I'm good. It's the middle of the week and we're over the sort of main hump. So
Good. Hump day. Yeah. Always good to get that out of the way. So maybe you could start with some of the basics, telling our listeners a little bit more about EIA and your mission.
Okay. So the Environmental Investigation Agency, EIA, we investigate and campaign against environmental crime and abuse. And we look at the international illegal trade in natural resources. We work across four main program areas, and those are forests and wildlife, oceans and climate. And our climate campaign focuses on minimizing the environmental impact of the cooling sector. So we do this by campaigning for the elimination of powerful greenhouse gases, and that's HFCs, HCFCs, HFCs. And by improving the energy efficiency of cooling equipment and investigating the illicit trade of refrigerant gases.
Super, thank you. So as you know, the CGF's been working on refrigeration over the past 10 years, and our 2015 resolution set out to phase out HFCs. And a year later, when it was relaunched, we called on the inclusion of HFCs in the Montreal Protocol, which was successfully added. In your honest opinion, has our activity on refrigeration made a difference?
Absolutely, yes. I think CGF has made a real difference. And it started raising the importance of HFCs in the climate change fight as early as, I think it was 2009, and also made really important commitments long before any significant legislation was in place. Obviously, supermarkets are a core end user of refrigerants, and they consume significant amounts of energy for their cooling systems, as well as HFCs, which are super greenhouse gases. We've seen a lot of progress in the move away from HFC refrigeration in the supermarket sector, especially in Europe.
Yes.
This is massively promising. And I think it's in no doubt in part due to the initiatives and the commitments of CGF, who have supermarkets around the globe. So I think we would hope that the lessons learned from introducing HFC-free energy-efficient cooling systems in the European stores can be rolled out throughout the entire estate. And EIA also works a lot on the policy side through the Kigali Amendment, the Montreal Protocol, and the EU F-gas regulation. But action from end users and industry is essential for the success of any of these regulations. And we need leaders who will pilot new technologies and build confidence in the sector for others to follow suit. I mean, we've seen a lot of pioneers within the supermarket groups of the CGF. And also, obviously, the strengthening and the renewal of the CGF refrigeration resolution in 2016. Was absolutely instrumental in proving to governments that businesses around the world were actually ready to move away from HFCs. And the timing just before the Montreal Protocol's meeting of the parties in 2016 was critical. And that's really what helped to get an historic decision at that meeting to agree a global phase down of HFCs.
Super. So you mentioned that obviously some industry leaders are making faster progress than others. What do you believe is actually preventing some of the companies who are not moving forwards quickly from progressing? And maybe what do you think is stopping the industry as a whole from really accelerating this progress? What are the hurdles to change?
Well, I think there's probably still a lack of awareness amongst end users. Many owners of cooling systems, whether they're commercial, domestic or industrial, are unaware of the climate damage being caused by the gases in right. their equipment or off the alternatives to HFCs that are available and that they could and should be using. Also, because natural refrigerants operate slightly differently to HFCs, there are still a number of barriers which face global uptake. For example, natural refrigerants can be flammable or they can be toxic or operate under high pressure. But I think none of these barriers are insurmountable. Mm. Although it does mean that using natural refrigerants can require completely new equipment and systems.
Yes.
Which may be more expensive than the old HFC systems. And of course will require investment. I suppose the upside to that is that these new systems are normally more energy efficient. So although the upfront cost can be high, there are energy savings to be made over the lifetime of the equipment. And I think one way that CGF supermarkets can help mitigate these costs is by working together to source components and systems. And I think that, in fact, was one of the commitments of the 2016 resolution, where the CGF members agreed to work together to address the barriers. So, for example, one way of doing this might be where the end users get together to buy equipment in bulk. And this in turn sends a strong message to manufacturers that the demand for this equipment exists, and that in turn helps drive down the costs of such equipment.
Yes.
I think also the properties of natural refrigerants also pose new challenges for the technicians who have to install and maintain the systems. A lack of trained technicians is definitely a barrier in some regions, and this needs to be addressed through training centres and the introduction of new qualification and certification requirements. And then I think one of the other barriers is the outdated safety standards and the perceived risk of having a flammable or a toxic gas on the premises. Fortunately, I think a new standard for flammable hydrocarbons in refrigeration was approved this year, and that should be a game changer for supermarkets and convenience stores who are looking to switch to hydrocarbon systems, because these systems are cheap, efficient and easy to run. So there's massive potential for the global rollout of hydrocarbon-based commercial refrigeration.
So it does sound like there are some significant hurdles, but I think that the business case is so strong that companies are willing to overcome the hurdles because the end results are so beneficial for the company and for the planet. It's sort of a win-win. We actually just published an updated edition of our CGF refrigeration case study booklet, which showcases stories from our members of how they've actually worked to overcome the challenges that they encountered and successfully made the switch to natural refrigerants. So that's available on our website if anyone wants to take a look. So Mary, sorry, I've diverged there, but I wanted to talk to you next a bit about legislation, as obviously You already mentioned it. It's got a really important role to play. Do you see policy developments across the world going in the right direction?
Okay, so I think policy is definitely going in the right direction. As you probably know, EIA has worked extensively on the F-gas regulation, and we continue to do so. The EU F-gas regulation in Europe is leading the way in mandating an ambitious phase down of HFCs, and is in fact quite a few years ahead of the Kigali Amendment timetable, which came into force at the beginning of this year, and which set the global timelines for HFC phase downs. The Montreal Protocol has also been hugely successful for the phase out of CFCs and HCFCs, although HFCs pose new challenges. And I guess whilst the Kigali Amendment was a huge achievement for all concerned and something to be celebrated, the phase down schedules are simply not ambitious enough to meet the climate emergency that we're facing. So we're going to be looking to try and strengthen these over time. So I say overall, the F-gas regulation is working well. And although there are some issues, particularly the illegal trade of HFCs that need to be addressed so that the legislation can be effectively implemented, we are also seeing climate change discussions becoming more mainstream in the media and public consciousness, and also in policy. And this should help boost HFCs up the political agenda.
So that actually links quite nicely to my next question, because I've been doing some thinking about the fact that, to put it bluntly, refrigeration is not the sexiest of topics. We see a lot in the press on plastics and deforestation, and these are two topics that really do make the headlines and capture the imaginations and attention of the public, governments, and different stakeholders. So how do you think that we can work to make sure that refrigeration is given the same importance?
This is something that EIA has always struggled with, how to get people interested in it. I mean, I think the general public is largely oblivious of what HFCs are or how damaging they are. I think, thankfully, as interest in climate change has increased, with millions of people around the world now viewing this as the number one challenge facing our planet, we've started seeing a much greater interest in the subject in the last year. And it's an opportunity to try and do some more awareness raising around the issue. We've been working with a number of partners under the umbrella of the Kigali Cooling Efficiency Programme, KCEP, which is to help raise awareness of the impact of the cooling sector, not only on climate change, but on so many aspects of our daily lives. Cooling is essential for a whole range of things. I mean, it's obviously essential for fresh food in order to prevent food waste and keep it, give it a longer shelf life. But it's also essential for storing vaccines and medicine, for ensuring comfort and productivity in working environments, and for maintaining data centers, which we rely increasingly on. It touches every aspect of our lives and has a direct or an indirect impact on pretty much each one of the 17 sustainable development goals. So I think as we build awareness of this, and as people begin to understand the importance, firstly, of the refrigerants we're using, i.e. HFCs and other greenhouse gases, and also the energy use of cooling systems, which has an even bigger impact. And of course, as I think is inevitable, as the world gets hotter, we're going to need even more cooling. So we really are in a race against time to bring sustainable solutions to the market and ensure sustainable cooling for all people. And this, I think, is going to take some really creative thinking. We can't just continue to install air conditioning units into every new home. We will need to accept and implement some system and behavioural changes.
Absolutely, and educating people, consumers on the topic too, it must be super important. So
yeah.
What are your hopes, Mary, your personal hopes for the consumer goods industry and the planet in 10 years from now as we move into this new decade?
So I think EIA would like to see a greater scaling up of the rollout of HFC-free EEE equipment and systems in supermarkets. All new systems should be HFC-free as standard. And for existing systems, the priority should be on reducing leakage rates, ensuring proper maintenance and servicing, and boosting energy efficiency wherever possible. We would also urge all retailers to commit to ambitious, time-bound, measurable targets to adopt energy-efficient, climate-friendly, HFC-free cooling throughout their estate. And alongside this, a transparent action plan. I think the Consumer Goods Forum members should also call on any counterparts in the industry to match their ambition and call on governments to facilitate the rollout of energy efficient HFC-free cooling systems worldwide. I think it's almost universally accepted now that the climate emergency is the single most pressing problem facing our planet and all life on it, not just our own, but, you know, biodiversity, everything. And so we need urgent and ambitious action from every sector. And we need to see everybody taking this threat seriously and setting in place and in motion action plans that can achieve climate neutrality as soon as possible. Net zero supermarkets should be the norm in 10 years, with clean cooling and heating systems, integrated renewable energy and energy storage.
Well, I absolutely agree. I hope that is the case too. I share your hopes there. So here's a final question that I like to ask everybody who is a guest on the CGF podcast. What keeps you personally inspired and motivated to keep doing the job that you're doing?
That's such a difficult question.
I know.
And I have, you know, I've come up with all sorts of glib answers which sound awful. So from my perspective, you know, we, the human race, we're the current custodians of the planet on which we live. And we now know that there are things that need to change if we're going to ensure any kind of legacy for future generations. On a personal level, part of my DNA is a desire to try and change things for the better, even if it's only in a very small way. And I can't remember who said it, but I subscribe firmly to the view that is, there is no failure in trying. There is only failure in failing to try.
I love that. That is a lovely thought to end this podcast. And I absolutely agree. I liked what you said about making small changes can have a huge effect and a knock-on effect around those around us. Wonderful. Thank you so much, Mary. It's been really interesting. Thank you for coming on the podcast.
No, and thank you very much for inviting me. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you for tuning into this episode. For any listeners who want to find out more about the mission and work of the CGF, you can visit our website at www.theconsumergoodsforum.com. Please do subscribe to the podcast for more episodes coming very soon. Thank you and goodbye.